Certain men possess voices so richly captivating, so drenched in sexuality, that they can bring a woman to her knees with a few simple syllables. In a crowd of hundreds, it was the sound of one such voice that caught Megan's attention first. Her stomach seized the instant her ears picked out the distinct timbre amongst the din of merry voices echoing through the packed rotunda of the newly renovated Barcelona Grand Spire Hotel. Around her, men and women went on sipping cava from crystal flutes as they discussed upcoming business deals or renovations to their vacation homes. Tuxedoed waiters continued their discreet circumnavigation of the room, gathering used hors d'oeuvres plates and refreshing drinks. On the surface, all appeared unchanged. It was a perfect late spring night in a perfect city, and thus far the hotel's grand reopening celebration was a resounding success. Then she heard it again. Only three or four indistinguishable words, but they hit her gut with the same force as a sucker punch from a male twice her size. A well-built male like Prince Stefano Barali, whose third-in-line claim to the throne of Sarkatchia meant he enjoyed immeasurable wealth and connections without the pressures that usually accompanied them, while possessing the Mediterranean good looks and sultry charm that often did. A few feet away from Megan, a gray-haired gentleman and his much younger wife cast subtle glances toward the hotel's side entrance, the one used when high-profile guests needed to make an inconspicuous arrival or exit. Megan resisted the urge to follow suit, but a breath later, the overall volume in the lobby rose, even as men tall enough to see over the crowd leaned closer to their companions to whisper into diamond-studded ears. It's not possible. Not here. Not on the biggest night of her career to date. Without allowing her smile to drop or the cadence of her speech to change, skills honed by years of professional banter at events such as this, Megan continued her conversation with Mahmoud Saeed, the CEO of a large Egyptian telecommunications company, giving him an overview of the beachfront hotel's state-of-the-art conference and special event facilities. At the same time, she strained to catch the familiar sound once more. Perhaps the voice existed only in her mind, a stress-induced result of the months of work that had gone into tonight's soiree, or a trick caused by the rotunda's domed roof. No, even as Mahmoud asked a question about the hotel's business center, she accepted that she'd ceased imagining Stefano's flirtatious, luxuriant voice years ago. In all probability, the sound emanated from one of the televisions mounted over the bar in the cocktail lounge adjacent to the lobby, though the bartender had been instructed to keep the sets muted in keeping with the formality of the night's celebration. With so many people crowding the lobby, it wouldn't take much for a remote control to get bumped the wrong way, or for a guest to assert herself and tune in to a report about a celebrity or hot young royal who caught her eye. The Grand Spire's manager, Ramon Beltran, circled through the crowd near Megan, patting shoulders, shaking hands, and accepting congratulations as he went, before he ascended the lobby's grand staircase to cascading applause. With a sweeping gesture, he sounded a ceremonial gong, calling the guests to attention. "Ladies and gentlemen," he announced as the reverberation faded. "Thank you for attending our celebration tonight. We are honored to have so many friends and family of the Grand Spire share this important evening. Dinner will now be served in the Gaudí Ballroom. I hope you enjoy both the meal and the view." A pair of waiters opened the doors to reveal the ballroom's all-new floor-to-ceiling windows, which overlooked an immaculate beach and the Mediterranean Sea beyond. Modern tables topped with white-on-white orchids and Gaudí-inspired place settings filled the room. The resulting spike in conversation obliterated any chance Megan had of pinpointing the source of Stefano's voice.